Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's not forget the website, ladies and gentlemen. It is an important one because it's not only great information that we discuss each and every morning on the show, but it allows you to pre-register on the website and to take part in all the great webinars and events that have come our way, more to come still, as we get through this month of April. Dow with a great finish on Friday, up 211 at the close, 37,986. Your starting point here on a Monday, and futures off to a pretty good start as well, up about 188 or so as we speak, as we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services. They're located right in the heart of Melville off of Broad Hollow Road. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Happy Monday. You know, it was very interesting that I think every day last week you said the markets were up, the markets are up. And you know, it ended up being not a good week. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, let me go through on Monday. I like to go through the statistics, so people could, you know, wet their finger, stick it in the air, and see which way the wind is blowing. With an excellent start to the year, of course. However, since January 1st, the Dow Jones Industrial Average for the week did, you know, broke even, did nothing. And for the year now, is only up 0.8%. That's less than 1%, Jay. So figure that one out. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index.
Yeah.
That's your 500 stocks. Week year-to-date, up 4.1%. The NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, lost almost 6% for the week. That's a big hit for a week, you know. Year-to-date, 1.8%. And the European index at one point was up 4%. Now it's up 0.5%. This is as of today. You know, the 10-year treasury yield up 0.7% year-to-date. Oil has come down a bit, too, and that's up 14.6%. Clearly, the winner for the week is, and for the year, has been energy, 14.6% going into the second quarter on this day, April 22nd. Very important. So, kind of showing you where a lot of noise, a lot of movement. You know, again, unless you're trading and you cleared out and you're sitting on the sidelines as we're going through this week, that's going to be a very big week as well. You know, we'll get some key information as to what's going on. But three things are happening here, Jay. I mean, clearly, we had a nice run-up in the past 6 months. That's going to last year and this year. You know, they seem to have shifted. Part of it has been that very important that the higher for longer quote, rates are going to remain higher for longer from Jerome Powell, I think, is affecting people's moods. And you're also seeing that, you know, between the rate cuts and the geopolitical risk with Israel, Russia, Ukraine, all that. And then this week, we're going to get some very, all eyes are going to be Microsoft, Google, and Meta. We'll be reporting earnings this week, and we'll be taking a look for that, too. For any signs in their report of people, as people are speaking, not so much in the numbers, because the numbers are reporting what happened in the last quarter, in the last year. They're going to be looking at very much what they're going to indicate for the future. So that's going to have a strong hit as to each one of those because they're big, big players there. And, you know, we had a strong run, and some volatility after a strong run is not unexpected. And so that we're seeing that corrections in the 5 to 15% range are typical after a nice run-up, which we've had. But here, we're not in the correction territory yet, but we're getting there because we've had such a big run-up, and it is slowing up. The 10-year Treasury is at a 4.62, and the 2-year Treasury is at almost a 5%, 4.98. So for 2 years, you can lock your money up in a U.S. government, supposedly risk-free. That's your risk-free rate, and your risk-free is almost 5% for 2 years. Hey, why it's kind of getting attractive. Why sit through all this volatility and through an election and I can get 5%? So that's how a lot of investors are looking at it. So, again, in the week ahead, we have some very, very big news. We'll also get some economic news, the GDP and the inflation data, very important. This week we'll have our seminar, Taxes and Retirement, coming up. Just go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. And, you know, if you need help navigating all this volatility, again, we're certified financial fiduciaries. We want to make sure that you have the ability as the listener to understand these markets and to navigate your way through the markets. Feel free to give Rob a call, 631-393-2888. Go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. And, Jay, that's what I have for today. It's been a lot going on this weekend, obviously, but that's the most salient that I could think of.
Well, you did a great job, as always. We look forward to obviously getting involved with some of your great events that are coming up. We look forward to that. And you're right. We've got a lot on the plate. We've got opening statements today in the form of president's trial. We got a state budget pass on Saturday. So never a dull time as far as what we're looking at here, my friend. We look forward to joining you tomorrow on a Tuesday. How's that?
Yeah, it'd be great, Jay. All right. Have a great day, my friend.